Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome to Philly Sports Live. It's our first show back from the holiday. So much has happened since then. Happy New Year, everybody. All of our fans listening in Philadelphia and beyond. It's great to be here for another year. I think this is going to be our eighth or ninth year for Zeke and I. So looking forward to it once again. We'll talk about the big things that happened. Eagles season wrapped up. Obviously, there's no game next week. Chip Kelly, after the Redskins loss, was fired. I'll give you all of our opinions on those things. And interesting, the Sixers are actually winning some games here and there. We'll talk about that a little bit, too. But my sense is right now is, I have a lot of opinions, I guess, of what's going on with who's being interviewed, but I just don't know that it was the right thing to do to go ahead and fire Chip now. I think if this happened again next year, it was definitely what to do. And I haven't been on board with any of these moves that Chip was making. I didn't like his particular style of coaching. I didn't like where the team was headed. But I just felt we were a little too soon to go ahead and fire here. I mean, we're in a situation where back over the spring we were in a complete rebuild here, all new guys, all different players, and 1 year into this thing, he's fired. He didn't quit. He was fired. If he quit, this would be a different story, but he was fired. And I just don't know if it's already time to move on. And it seems strange because you hear the talk is now, all right, well, who's going to coach? Who do you bring in to be coach? What do you think of these candidates bringing in? But was it really time for all of that? You had a quarterback here in his first year, a brand new core of players here that were here in their first year. And we started a rebuilding process, we're now doing that once again here. And I don't know that it was time to go ahead and start from scratch again, Mike Zeke. It just seemed a little too soon.
Yeah, obviously. I guess first, Steve, I want to wish you certainly a Happy New Year here, as this is our first show of 2016. So it's crazy how we've been, our eighth year, I believe.
Yep.
So, yeah, crazy stuff. But nonetheless, I mean, obviously, we might as well just jump right into it. Obviously, last week, huge news that Jeffrey Lurie decided to release Chip Kelly, essentially firing him as GM and head coach. Definitely a shocker, I'll tell you that. I know you were out in Arizona at the time. I mean, when you first saw it, I mean, what was your reaction at first, I guess?
Well, I just was a little shocked that he was fired. I mean, you went ahead and you gave this guy all of this control. And like I said, I was the first to be critical of all of these moves. I didn't like bringing in Sam Bradford. I didn't want DeMarco Murray. But you made the commitment to bring these players in. And, yeah, the team was crappy, as I expected them to be. I mean, if you go back and listen to my show as we're going through what's going to happen this season, I was saying things like 4-12, maybe 7-9 if they're lucky. That's where they ended up. So this is kind of what I expected, but if you were really going to invest in this guy, to me, you got to let him finish out his contract. I don't see what it hurts by going ahead and, giving him the opportunity to actually execute here. To me, this never even got off the ground as far as it goes. I mean, this was his first year. He gave him all this power. He completely reassembled the offense here, and you don't even give it the opportunity to pan out. I didn't personally think it was going to, but you at least want to give this guy the benefit of the doubt here and try to see if he can make him work. I thought at least one more season would be, would be given to the guy. So when I found out, honestly, I was a bit shocked and kind of outraged. I thought, it would come down to this, Chip Kelly, not the biggest character of a guy. I thought that maybe he might quit, get the big college offer here. That wasn't what happened. He was fired, and to me, that was very shocking.
Yeah, I mean, a couple things to piggyback what you said. I mean, yeah, absolutely very shocking when I heard it. I guess it was last Tuesday night at around, I think I first saw it around 7:30 Eastern time here. And then obviously my phone started blowing up, from you included. But yeah, very shocking. But you know what? I mean, I'm fine with the move. I mean, I mean, obviously Jeffrey Lurie thought this thing was trending down, and it was. I don't think there was any doubt about it. I mean, the first year they win a division, and then since then, I mean, they haven't had a playoff appearance. So obviously if Jeff thought this thing's trending down, which it definitely has been, then why give him another year? I mean, he obviously clearly is admitting that he definitely made a mistake here, especially probably with giving him all personnel control last spring. But, I mean, why wait? I mean, if you don't want the guy, or, I mean, even better yet, I mean, if it was a situation, which it has been reported that there was talk possibly between Mr. Lurie and Chip Kelly that he possible like stripping him of the personnel responsibilities, and that obviously didn't sit too well with Chip. I mean, if they had an issues with that, I mean, that could have been a big blow up possibly that caused this. That may be something we may not know for a fact, but I'm fine with the move, and I don't think you need to, let him finish the job and give him another year or two. I mean, if you're not happy with the guy, by all means, get rid of him and move on. The sooner the better. I mean, Jeff's not getting any younger.
Right, and I think that you make a good point there with what's going on internally with this and not knowing necessarily what happened in conversations between Jeffrey Lurie and Chip Kelly, if there were some kind of promises that weren't reached here with this. But to me, it's almost like you get in these situations and you wish you could fire the owner, because there has to be some sort of accountability here for this. And me, you can't just put everything on this coach and GM when so much went wrong. You know, what kind of bothers me about this, too, is that, you know, we're in this age of things where it just moves so fast. And it's just 2 days later after he's fired, we're already hearing about guys like Deuce Staley's coming in and being interviewed for the job. The fact that things, I mean, I just would love for a further explanation. And you're not going to get any of that BS that you get from when the owner is talking about what happened there. I want to get more of an insight as to why this happened as quickly as it did, why it took 2 days or 3 days after the loss. They had another game on the schedule, and why is it that this is so important to do when there's so much that needs to go on here from a personnel standpoint that it's just there's no way in my mind you're going to get that much of a different team next year than you do have that's out there right now. This wasn't like the situation in 2012 when you fired Andy Reid after you had 4-12. You had one of the worst seasons of your in the history of your franchise, but you had good talent on the roster, talent that had gotten you into the playoffs before and had done some great things. They don't have a Pro Bowl quarterback on this team like they did after 2012. They don't have Jeremy Maclin's and LeSean McCoy's in this team. So I'm kind of confused as to why the move was made so fast. I want to know more of what happened on the inside. Is Chip really that much of an asshole to deal with? What was it that made Lurie make this move so quickly? I don't want to hear the PR BS crap that he spewed out there. To me, it doesn't make sense. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up once we get the opportunity here is some of the people that they're bringing in as candidates for this job. Because the names that I've heard so far, we had Deuce Staley, Doug Peterson we've heard, Sean McDermott, Pat Shurmur. What blows my mind about this is where did all these guys get their start in the NFL? as assistants for Andy Reid. So now, I mean, it's almost like you're backtracking here with this. Why didn't you just keep Andy Reid if you're going to replace him with one of his proteges here? This just gets stranger and stranger, in my opinion. I want a better explanation. I want to know why Chip was fired when he was, and I want to know why we're going backward. To me, to interview Sean McDermott the way that you dragged him out of town, which I don't think, do any of the Eagles fans or Eagles writers or anything even remember this? The way he was scapegoated out of this place? It's a disgrace to be even discussing it, to bring him in. So I've got lots of questions. I don't have any answers. I'm a little upset, as usual. And none of this is really making any sense.
Yeah, and then also you have, you have Howie Roseman now back in the mix. I mean, what specifically, like, is his role right now? Is he the GM? Is he going to be making personnel decisions? So that's, like, completely unclear to me. Lori said that Roseman is going to be on the committee, the three-man committee to find the next head coach of the Eagles. But what specifically is his role? I mean, is he going to be, doing these drafts again and taking Marcus Smith? So kind of unclear what his role is going to be moving forward. I mean, personally, I think they do need to get a football guy in here. Obviously, it's pretty clear we have to get a new head coach. But, I really think they need to get another football mind in here who is going to be the GM and handle personnel. And they have to work hand-in-hand with the new coach. You look at Howie Roseman. This is a guy that, started out in, like, the accounting department. Do we really want this guy making personnel decisions, drafting guys, signing free agents? I get he's good with contracts and such, but that's a different thing. So, it's still very unclear to me, like, what his role is going to be moving forward. So that is definitely going to be an interesting story to follow as well.
Right, it's getting to the point here. You're going to bring Roseman back. Why don't you go ahead and get yourself some pocket protectors and bring Joe Banner back, too? But second, you look at the performance of some of the players that were brought in this season, and honestly, it really wasn't all that bad for what you had on the field. Like I said, I don't like the way Chip Kelly coaches this team. I think players have a really hard time relating to the guy, but some of the performance on offense wasn't that bad. All right, so we didn't expect DeMarco Murray to bounce back from that crazy season to have over 1,000 yards. He had 706 touchdowns. That's not that bad. Sam Bradford threw for 3,700 yards. That's not terrible. 86 quarterback rating. I can live with that. Jordan Matthews, almost 3 yards away from 1,000, 85 receptions, 8 touchdowns. That's good enough for me. I don't think that this team really was all that terrible when it came down to it. Yeah, they were in a bad division, but I think that we gotten a little out of hand with expectations, and I think that's kind of what has caused Chip to fail here. And ultimately, I think maybe if explanations or expectations, weren't so poor at the beginning, maybe things would be in a little bit of a smoother path right now.
Yeah. Now, in terms of coaches, Steve, you did say it. They did interview Deuce Staley, who it has been reported he is a personal favorite of Jeffrey Lurie. He was one of two coaches that actually was on Andy Reid's staff and did go over to Chip Kelly's staff. So kind of like I guess you could say maybe the Aaron McKee here going from like Larry Brown's staff to Doug Collins' staff, things like that. But so he was a carryover from Andy Reid's staff. And then they also interviewed, obviously, the interim coach, Pat Shurmur, on Monday as well. Are those courtesy interviews? Possibly. But those two guys did get interviewed. They did. There was a report. The Eagles did interview Bears offensive coordinator, Adam Gase, and they were impressed with him. So the report is that they will hold a second interview with him. So you got to think that, I mean, at least early on here in the first week of this search and interviews, that Gase is probably, I guess, maybe the front runner here to start off the fact that he will be getting a second interview with the Eagles. And then also I did read as well that they are going to interview the Giants offensive coordinator, Ben McAdoo, as well. So, I mean, it looks like, at least early on, Steve, I mean, it looks like they may be going in direction of a coordinator, not a sexy move or anything, but, I mean, that's where a lot of these good coaches started off as coordinators. So, so I guess we'll see here as they start bringing these guys in probably, and you'd like to think they'll probably come to a decision within the next 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, the other thing I did want to ask you, I mean, there hasn't been any reports of interviews or anything, but, I mean, guys like Sean Payton and John Harbaugh, I mean, would you have interest in these guys? I know I certainly would, and I would go even as far as saying I would give up a draft pick for John Harbaugh. That's how highly I think of him.
I mean, as far as the first part of your question, who they brought in so far. And, you know, I just want to say that out of all those people, I think that Deuce Staley, to me, is a great candidate. This is a guy that's had success here as a player. He's been here a part of the last three regimes. He played under Ray Rose. He played under Andy Reid. He coached under Andy Reid. He coached under Chip Kelly. He understands this team. He understands this market. He understands the media. And I think that's a guy players can relate to, too. To me, that's a perfect fit because Philadelphia, to me, is unlike any other job in the NFL. It's a different kind of talent. You have to know what it takes to be a Philadelphia player, and that's somebody that does. The sad reality of that, Mike Zeka, and I understand that Jeffrey Lurie says, yeah, well, that's a personal favorite of mine. You know, there's this stupid rule that you have to interview a minority candidate. To me, Deuce Staley's probably just a quota filler, which makes me sick because he's probably the best candidate. He's not going to get that kind of attention. He's probably, I mean, almost certainly not going to get the job, but that's just what he's there to fill a quota, which is stupid. As far as Harbaugh and Payton are concerned, Zach, I love the fact of bringing Sean Payton here. I still think he's one of the best coaches in the NFL. You know, here's a guy that did coach very briefly under here, but he's got the personality to coach in Philadelphia, in my opinion. He's a guy that has rebuilt a really poor – I mean, you know, he went in and took over a Saints team at the time that was just in shambles and helped rebuild that team's identity and what it meant to New Orleans, and especially being able to bring Drew Brees, who was a quarterback who was good, but his franchise kind of gave up on him. I think Sean Payton would be a perfect fit. I don't know that that's going to happen either, but I guess those would be the two guys that I'd mostly be looking at. But the stupid quota thing with the minority candidate in the NFL, it's just dumb. But I love the fact of having Deuce Staley come in here and be this coach. I think that's an out-of-the-box, different kind of move. You know, would be a fresh start for this team and someone that really has the identity of Philadelphia. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, I mean, I love them as a player. So I guess that kind of has an impact on me liking him as a candidate as well. But, hey, I mean, you look, I know he was a running back coach, but, hey, I mean, several years back, I mean, we hired this quarterback coach from Green Bay, and he actually turned out to be pretty decent. So, I mean, I would be fine with it. I mean, I know obviously he doesn't have head coaching experience, but a lot of these guys don't have head coaching experience. I mean, you got to start somewhere. But yeah, I mean, I am a fan of Deuce, but I mean, going back to like the Sean Payton, John Harbaugh, situations, I mean, obviously those two guys are still with Baltimore and New Orleans, but I mean, there has been reports that, I mean, those two teams would maybe take a pick, like a first or second round draft pick. Now we don't have a second round draft pick, but that's a story for another day, that we gave up for Sam Bradford. But, nonetheless, I mean, I mean, they're looking at a first or second round pick, so I mean, in the Eagles' case, it probably would be a first round pick. I mean, would you go as far, Steve, as to giving up a first round pick for one of those guys? I mean, me personally, I think I definitely would for Harbaugh. I think he's a hell of a coach. I mean, they're just those teams in Baltimore. I mean, I know they had a tough year this year, but they did have a lot of injuries. But I mean, every year that team made the playoffs. They knocked New England out of the playoffs a couple times. I mean, he's got a Super Bowl. I mean, he was, I mean, a coach here, so he definitely knows the town. He was a very successful special teams coach here. I really liked him at the time. I mean, I would go as far as giving up a first for Harbaugh and Peyton. I probably would consider as well. I mean, I would do it. I mean, would you, Steve, on the other hand, give up a pick or two for the to have one of those guys come here?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a Harbaugh guy. To be honest with you, I think the guy's very overrated. I think that he's a product of Ozzie Newsome and the great talent that he put around him there. He went ahead and he was put into a very favorable position. The guy's, record's good. I mean, he's had a winning year every time, season every time he's been there, but I just think that overall, I mean, this is a guy that found himself in a very favorable position and should have won a lot of those games. And I mean, just had some Hall of Fame players pass through that team as well that, he did not develop. I mean, Ray Ro I'm sorry, Ray Lewis was there for years. Terrell Suggs was there for a long time before he got his hands on those players. I thought he did a nice job as a coach here. But that was a team that, was built for long-term success because they were just blessed with getting started and having one of the greatest GMs that ever lived, which is who Ozzie Newsome is. So I can't go ahead and think that, that's a guy you can really invest heavily that you're going to give up a first-round pick for. So I'm not too much in the Harbaugh camp, but I do think that given time, Sean Payton could be a really good coach for a long time here if you give him, a good 5 years. So maybe in that situation, giving the pick up wouldn't be that bad of an idea.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely like both guys. I do like Harbaugh a little more than Peyton, but I mean, I would be fine with either one. And I think it would probably be an easier sell to get Harbaugh here as well because I mean, he has been here before. I mean, Peyton. I mean, if he does get let go, I mean, or is put up for a draft pick trade or something. I mean, is Philadelphia the best option when you got some other decent jobs out there too. So, like jobs like the Giants and like San Francisco might be a decent job too. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm on board with both of those guys. But I mean, definitely from the looks of it looks like they are going to go in the coordinator direction. But then again, I mean, you look at Chip Kelly, that hire kind of came out of left field. So you just don't know how to like handicap these things. It's going to be an interesting story to follow. And then also you got Chip Kelly, Steve, who obviously is very interested in the San Francisco job from reports. Obviously he's going to continue to get linked to the Tennessee job with Mariota. I mean, do you think Kelly resurfaces next year as a head coach?
I mean, I'm sure, listen, I don't know that he's going to stay in the NFL, but that guy's going to get a job somewhere as a head coach, either it be in college or the NFL. I mean, I could see it happening. I mean, honestly, I'm not blown away with some of the NFL talent that's out there right now in terms of this. I think that you had so many new coaches hired last year and guys resurfaced that there's not a whole lot out there, so I can see it happen, but I made the prediction in 2017 Chip Kelly will be coaching in the ACC. I'll stick to that one. Maybe he's off for the year. I don't think this is going to be a situation where Andy Reid was fired and he became the Chiefs coach, what, like the next day. Shows how great of a move that was overall, looking back at it now. Coach Reid, by the way, might be the coach of the year with what he's done there in Kansas City, but I mean, I could definitely see it happen. I don't know, like, what Chip wants. I don't necessarily care, but I think that probably he can get the same amount of money going to a college program and be a lot more successful, so maybe that might be the better route to go.
Yeah. So we'll see how he ends up. I mean, obviously, I'm sure he will be a head coach somewhere at some point, maybe as early as this coming season here. So, real quick, couple things, Steve. Obviously, NFL playoffs start this coming weekend. I do enjoy the NFL playoffs, so I'm definitely going to try to watch most of the games if I can. Any Super Bowl predictions, a team that you like to maybe be a sleeper team? I mean, thoughts on the 12-team playoff field?
I don't know that there's necessarily any of these teams that are a sleeper. I mean, I don't think that, you predicted at the beginning of the year that Green Bay would be there in the Super Bowl. I think that's a team that people might be sleeping on just because that they're not going into the playoffs with much momentum. But, outside of, like, Washington, there's no team that I think has zero chance. Right now, I kind of like Kansas City because I like that the fact that they're the hot teams. They have 10 wins going into this thing. And as far as the NFC is, I mean, Arizona, to me, put together the most complete season out of any of them. I thought they were the better team between them and Carolina, but to me, it wouldn't surprise me if Carolina is there, that they do have the league MVP in the field. I did watch the game a week or so ago where they played in Atlanta where they lost, and there was just, bad coaching decisions made in that game nonstop. I think the coaching does kind of hold them back when you put them up against a team like Seattle or a team like Arizona that have really good coaches. So I think that, if you had to ask me now to pick two, I would say it would be Kansas City and Arizona, an all red Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you the one thing, Steve. I mean, you look at these four wild cards that you had this weekend. I can't remember a time, Steve, when the four wild cards, I think, are this strong. I mean, you're talking about Kansas City. This is a team that started 1-5, ended up season 11-5. So they're playing great ball right now. Pittsburgh, I mean, is a solid team. I mean, they're favored to beat Cincinnati on Saturday night. I mean, they're a team that just for the last few years, I mean, they just, for some reason, they lose to lesser teams and they play down to their competition. But when they play good teams, I mean, they do have success. I mean, Pittsburgh is could make a run in this thing, maybe win a couple road games here because they do have a favorable path maybe to get to the conference championship game. And then you're talking about Seattle, who's playing pretty much lights out right now. And then also, I mean, I know Green Bay has really struggled down the stretch here, but you can't count them out. I mean, they have arguably the best player in football in Aaron Rodgers. So just a really strong group of four wild card teams. Green Bay, Seattle was the conference championship last year. So and now they're both wild cards, and Kansas City and Pittsburgh are playing good as well. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. If any of those teams actually comes out of this first weekend and wins the whole thing, it's been done before. But in terms of like a prediction, I mean, I like Arizona out of the NFC. I mean, I know they had a tough game on Sunday, but I mean, most likely they were still locked into the two seed, so they didn't really play particularly well against Seattle, but I still like Arizona out of the NFC. I think they have it all. Offense, defense, special teams, great coaching. I mean, they came in here and mopped the floor with the Eagles a few weeks ago. So I really like Arizona, and I'm still going to go with New England out of the AFC. Even though they haven't looked particularly well down the stretch, I mean, I don't think it's although I do think Kansas City and Pittsburgh are playing well, I mean, I don't think I mean, at least the AFC at the top is as strong as it has been in the past. So, I mean, I'll still go with New England, and I think, I mean, I'm going to pick Arizona over New England, actually, in the Super Bowl. That's my pick right now.
All right, well, we're about out of time here. You know, the Sixers, they've won a few games. They brought back Ish Smith since we spoke last, and now it turns out that they brought back Elton Brand to get some veteran presence. I mean, what do you make of all this, Zach? I mean, you're happy to see them win, or are you nervous that they might end up blowing this lottery pick because of this? Could they perhaps be that good that could happen? Or, I mean, do these moves not even make any difference at all? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you look at all the teams' wins. I mean, they're so far behind right now in wins. I mean, even if they do start winning a few games here and there, I mean, they'll still have a shot to have the first or second worst record. So, I mean, just because they got off to such a terrible start in a hole, I mean, they're just so far behind right now. Even if they win some games, I mean, they are 3-3, I think, in the last six games. I mean, obviously, I mean, you clearly want Ben Simmons. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But yeah, I mean, Ish Smith, I think, is a guy that has a future with this team, and he's really the point guard that they needed. I mean, you couldn't go any longer with continuing to start an undrafted rookie point guard in T.J. McConnell. I mean, I think he's fine in his role right now as backup point guard. So, I mean, Ish is someone that and plus he makes Noel a hell of a lot better as well. So, I mean, I'm fine having him. I mean, he's got a future with this team, I think. And Elton Brand, I mean, I've been saying it for 2 years now. I mean, this team really needed to get a veteran in here, and I guess it took bringing in Jerry Colangelo to make the Sixers realize that. So, I mean, I've just been saying it for a very long time, and they finally did it. So I think bringing in Brand is a great move. I mean, he may not play a whole lot, but I think just having him around is a really solid move by the Sixers to help all the young bigs that we have with Noel and Okafor and even Embiid as well. So I just think it's a fantastic move by the team bringing him in. And even if he only plays 5 minutes a game, still a heck of a move. And it's about time that they bring in a guy like this to kind of help all these babies.
Yeah, it certainly couldn't help. At least it could steer them right in the direction so they learn how to be pros. I think that's the most important thing here. I don't think you're going to have a scenario where they don't end up having the first pick overall, though if it does happen, it's going to be very devastating because, in my opinion right now, watching college basketball, Zeka, Ben Simmons is so much further ahead of any other player that I've seen so far. There's been some other guys that I do like. I think Buddy Hield is definitely, starting to show that he's lottery pick material, but Simmons to me is just so far beyond what any of those players are, and you're going to be this bad, you really got to get that guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, and they're starting to win some games now. I mean, they knocked off Kentucky last night at LSU. So, I mean, here we go again, Steve. Looking most important day is going to be that draft lottery in May. So, sounds like a familiar script to me. But hopefully, this is the one where we can get that first pick. So, well, nonetheless, Steve, definitely out of time right now. And I'm sure we'll get back at it next Wednesday.
Yep. All right. Well, it's a new year, and it's a new day here in Philly, right?